we know from our experience in running the data bank that the interest in the population of Jews is worldwide. I remember looking at where the inquiries were coming at, and we found interesting countries in Eastern Europe, from Russia, from the Middle East, from Saudi Arabia. The World Wide Web truly makes what we're doing of worldwide interest. We find that rather gratifying.
One of the focuses in this yearbook and from our discussions in the past when you've we're doing the data bank, is the identification of one as a Jewish person and how that has evolved and indeed changed over the years, especially in contemporary life in the United States. Religious identification, intermarriage, and the lowering of birth rates, which is global, affect this. What does that tell you about the need for this information and the challenge in trying to compile it?
We need the information to get a baseline of where the Jewish community is at. I don't know whether this is exceptional or not for a religious community to keep such accurate figures on its population. I don't want to say it's biblical because there are biblical verses that say you shall count the population, but there is a sense that this is important. Now, in regard to the changing composition of the Jewish population, and that may be something inherent in your question, listeners may not know how the definition of who is a Jew varies. After all, that's a question that becomes a legal issue, actually, in some places, for example, in the state of Israel. But the listeners probably should know that the traditional definition of who is a Jew is defined by Jewish religious law, which says one is Jewish who is born to a Jewish mother or is a convert to Judaism. Both of those two criteria, the parenting and the conversion, are problematic issues and debatable issues. So in the modern period, two of the more well-known denominations, the Reform and maybe a less-known denomination, the Reconstructionists have argued it's one who's born of a Jewish parent, ignoring the rabbinic dictum that it's of a Jewish mother. Some point to the fact that the great biblical figure Moses intermarried, and that in those days, in biblical days, tracing of the identity was to the father's side, not the mother's side. I guess the conclusion could be that in some circles, there's an expanding definition of who is Jewish. In terms of social science research, even my colleagues who would identify themselves as Orthodox don't look for the definition of Jewish identity in terms of that rabbinic definition. One is Jewish who is born of a Jewish mother or converted to Judaism. They look at it in terms of what one professes to say. And even if one doesn't accept a religious definition of Jewish and just says, I'm just Jewish, they're accepted in the survey as well. In the yearbook, there are two different population estimates given for the U.S. Jewish population. One compiled by Ira Sheskin and I, who write the article on the U.S. Jewish population, which is based on estimates that include people who have perhaps parenting, one is Jewish and one is not Jewish. But they consider themselves Jewish, so they're included. And that estimate leads to 6.7, 6.8 million. On the other hand, Sergio Della Pergola, who writes at the Hebrew University in Israel, who writes the article on the world Jewish population, doesn't include them, the people that have mixed identities, even though they profess to be Jewish, in order to maintain, and his argument is, continuity with other studies in other countries only takes those that don't have a mixed identity. So there are debates within the social science community about who is a Jew, let alone among rabbis as to who is a Jew.
You do address the self-measurement, I guess, of how someone considers themselves Jewish by traditional common ways of participating in Judaism. Do you attend the Passover Seder? Do you fast on Yom Kippur? Do you light Shabbat candles? Do you attend synagogue? Those are the four key things that every Jew is aware of and can say yes or no to.
So those are important criteria, and some have a relative degree of stability to them. Lighting Hanukkah candles, attending a Passover Seder. Attending synagogue, that's declined, just like attending church has declined. So one thing to understand about, in general, from a sociological point of view, to understand about the behavior of a minority ethnic or religious group is that they tend to reflect the norms of the larger society. We don't live in a vacuum. Now, it's true there are some religious sects, like the Amish or the Hasidic Jews, the those that have generally been called ultra-Orthodox or fervently Orthodox, they try to exclude themselves. But even there, there is a certain amount of exposure to the larger society. Another decline that's taken place is more and more people, both in the larger American population and the Jewish population, when asked, what is your religion, they say nothing or none. And that's pretty much a similar proportion between the Jewish population and the larger population. Roughly about a fifth or so are people who don't accept any religious identification. Yet, interestingly enough, the last national survey, Portrait of American Jews by the Pew Research Center, one of their questions they asked was, are you proud to be Jewish? I think it was 96% of the sample said they were proud to be Jewish. Of those who claimed to have no religious affiliation, I think the figure was 86%, maybe a 10-point spread between the overall sample and those who claimed not to have a religious identification. They still said they were proud to be Jewish, because many people in the American Jewish community don't necessarily think of being Jewish as simply religious, but as ethnic, cultural, familial, traditional. And that's a different way in which people relate to their ethnic or religious heritage.
You also address in the yearbook several issues that don't seem to ever go away, specifically anti-Semitism.
Well, we hadn't had an article on anti-Semitism in the yearbook in quite a number of years. And while it doesn't focus so much on the Jewish community, although you can look at it in terms of how do Jews respond to anti-Semitism, it is an issue of paramount importance. And clearly we have seen a rise in anti-Semitic incidents. Of course, those most violent attacks that have occurred in the history of American Jewish life, the attack on the synagogue in Pittsburgh in October and the attack in the springtime of this year, 2019, on the synagogue outside of San Diego. This may be a controversial statement on my part, and it may be refuted by future evidence. But I argued about a year ago when I was asked by a publication about the increase in anti-Semitism, and I suggested that certainly the incidents of anti-Semitism have dramatically increased. But I'm not convinced that the number of individuals who are anti-Semitic in the United States has increased dramatically. And the reason I argue that is, again, the Pew Research Center has done several times now, I think the most recent was just 2 or 3 years ago, asked a representative sample of all Americans, toward which religious group do you feel the warmest on a kind of feeling thermometer from 0 to 100? Surprisingly, this national sample, the Jews scored the highest. Now, that's much different than 50 years ago when something similar to this, a scale by Emory Bogardus, a sociologist in California, found Jews more to be in the middle of all ethnic and religious groups. And here Jews are at the top. And actually, in the survey, if you remove the next highest groupings, Catholics and evangelicals, which are much more numerous than Jews, the gap between the Jews and the Catholics and the evangelicals grew higher, because the Jews are only 2% of the population. Catholics are about 25% of the population. So that's a kind of countervailing evidence to this rise in anti-Semitism. Now, I'm not minimizing that. I know people who go into a synagogue now and they say, where should we sit? Because they don't want to become a victim. So there are changes in terms of the psyche of American Jews about their sense of security. But it may be, I'm hopeful, but I can't say for sure, that this phenomenon that we experienced is more of a passing phenomenon owing to the way in which various media and political personalities have said things that have led to a rise in racist sentiments and anti-Semitic sentiments and actions.